This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I got a couple of emails about why the coffee mug is so expensive. Come on, really? Think it through, will ya? So, the coffee mug's $25. I got to send it to you, and I have to pay for it. You're getting it for free. There's no shipping. I don't play games. I'll pick up the sales tax, that kind of crap. You get the coffee mug, and you help support the show. I make about – see, I'm not afraid to tell you people stuff. I make about $6 a mug by the time you get done with it. $6. That gives me – well, I won't buy coffee there, but I was going to say that would give me one cup of coffee at Starbucks and leave $3 left over. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, let's talk about stupid. I got to get away from. Sometimes I just got to get away from the political stuff, and we got to talk about the stupid stuff, because there's a lot of stupid stuff going on out there, and we're letting them get away with it. We're allowing it to happen. I mean, I'm going to step on some moral toes tonight, but hey, we're going to tell you, deal with it, right? This one here, though, I think this is dumber than dumb, and this is where you can hurt. If we would just get together, we could hurt some of these companies so they get the message, right? So there was a woman with a concealed carry permit. She has saved the lives of multiple people, and she may be in trouble for it. I mean, does that make sense to anybody? I don't care how much you hate guns. I don't care how afraid of guns you are. I'll tell you what. If you have a gun and you save my daughter's life or my son's life in a store, I don't care if you had a permit or don't have a permit. God bless you. Thank you very much. And I'm not advocating breaking the law, but you know what I'm saying. So a 37-year-old Lisa Harris saved the lives of multiple people after using her concealed carry pistol to take down a department store shooter in Virginia. Now, according to witnesses, they said the shooter, who has since been identified by police as a 41-year-old Randall Pierce, entered a department store, a little after 5 o'clock. According to information provided by Chief of Police Matthew Collingsworth during a press conference, the security footage provided the investigating officers by the Bradford's Loss Prevention Department, it shows Randall Pierce walking briskly through the department store at about 6 minutes prior to retrieving a .223, come on, give me a break, an AR-15 assault style rifle concealed under his jacket. Now, they won't release the security footage, and I'm okay with that. Whatever, right? They show They show Pierce firing his weapon for the first time at 5:16. The shooter didn't appear to have a specific target. He's just randomly shooting people. That's according to witnesses. Now, Pierce was walking through one of the department store's several aisles dedicated to sporting goods when 37-year-old Lisa Harris retrieved the .45 caliber Kimber Ultra Raptor handgun. I'm excited already. From her concealed carry holster and made her way down an adjoining aisle. Harris approached from the rear and fired her weapon a total of 4 times, striking the department store shooter in the back head and right leg. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, lover. Come on, let's give her a little... Thank you. Really. No, great job, right? Now, according to witnesses, Pierce did not realize Harris was behind him and immediately dropped his weapon, collapsed to the floor, being shot. Pierce was pronounced dead upon arrival of the emergency medical technicians. Now, aside from the death of Randall Pierce, no additional fatalities occurred. The guy had what appeared to be an AK-47 with him. I think that's what it said, right? If I'm wrong, I apologize. Walking through a store crowded with people, this woman saves the day. Got a hero. Saves the day, right? Now, he is shot. It says it's reported that eight patrons sustained mild injuries. Approximately 117 individuals, including shoppers, employees, were 107. Come on, guys. Put this together. 117 people were in the store. Now, though, according to the Collingsworth, Lisa Harris saved the lives of over 100 individuals, basically. There's been controversy surrounding Harris's decision to violate the department store's no weapon policy. Yes. Yes. I told you, we've lost our minds. As a society, we've lost our minds. The controversy is not about the guy getting in the store shooting people. That's not the controversy. The controversy is how did the guy get the gun? How did he get an AK-47 into the store? That's not a controversy. The controversy is about the hero. Are we whacked or what? We've got a real problem with Mrs. Harris violating the department store's policy of no weapons. That's from the store's chief executive officer. If you guys, where is this store? Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I should have read you the store name in the beginning, right? My apologies. Bradford Department Store. And I'll give you the city in a second. But if you know where Bradford Department Stores are, if you go to them, stop. Do a protest for one weekend. Keep your friends, relatives, and loved ones from going to Bradford for one weekend. Because these morons even suggest, right? They're even suggesting they may take action against this woman who potentially saved. Let's say the guy was a really lousy shot and he couldn't shoot all 117 of them, right? Let's say the guy went in there and maybe he can only take out 15. Let's not say that she was going to save 117 lives. No, the guy couldn't shoot that many, but maybe 15. Please. The store's chief executive officer has been very vocal regarding his stance on gun violence and has deemed all 24 of the stores gun-free zones. Gee, I wonder why somebody would show up there with a gun. Oh, God. I'm Joe, senior host. We'll finish it up. We got to finish the story up inside the break. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for being with me. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you're a Facebook fiend, you can head over to Facebook on the Real Side page. I tell you, there's smarter people than I am there. You can tell. Just watch the thing go by. You'll see what I'm talking about. The when I found this story, I was like, you got to be kidding me. So even now, when you have a right to do something and you carry out what it is you have the right to do, isn't that interesting? So she's got the right to carry a gun. So she carries a gun. She saves 117 lives, and she might be in trouble. Hillary Clinton, right, signs an agreement. That she'll keep classified information secret. She won't just hand it out to anybody. She puts a server in her bathroom. She loses a bunch of emails. She lies about the emails. Hey. No harm, no foul, in the eyes of the FBI. We do, we have two sets of rules, people. And it's more evident today than ever before in the history of this country. So we're talking about a lady that, if you've just tuned in, we're talking about a young lady who had a gun and a right to carry, a license to carry, when another man entered into a department store, grocery store, department store, whatever, and he had an AK-47 on him. I think that's what it said it was, a rifle type of thing. And he went in and he started randomly shooting people. He shot 8 people. When she finally pulled out her gun, I won't say she chased him, but she snuck up from behind on him, and she shot him dead 3 times. Too bad. I think they said she shot 4 times. She hit him 3 times. That's too bad. It would have been nice for her to hit him all 4 times in the back of the head. That would have been really cool. So anyway, but the department store's up in arms because they have a no gun carrying. They don't allow guns in the store. They're gun-free. And the stores have signs up. And on their website, it says they are gun-free zone. So in other words, it's telling robbers, come on in. We don't have any weapons. And that's exactly what this guy did. Nobody could stop him. He knew it. Or he thought so. I kind of like that part of it. He thought so. So, even though the Collingsworth, the head of security there, said that Lisa Harris saved lives, maybe over 100 individuals, he is not happy about her having a gun in the store. Now, a representative from the store told reporters, hey, we offer our most sincere condolences for the incident our customer and employees endured. Customer, how about customers and employees endured this evening? We're grateful for the assistance provided by Mrs. Harris. However, once the dust settles, we may be required to pursue legal action regarding her violation of Bradford's gun-free zone policy. What legal action could you take? She signed nothing. She agreed to nothing. You have a law that you have a store policy that goes against state law. You're going to put her through all this? I'm telling you, this is one of those small things. I get mad at you. I get mad at you people. I get mad because you can make this a big deal. You could do something about this. Boycott the store. I know we hate that, but how about boycott? Let's use that name, right? Boycott the store. Don't go there. Don't buy. You know what? Go out front. I would photocopy my receipts of the money I spent at another store, and I would just bombard them with the receipts. Let them see how much money they lost because they're idiots. You mean once it kind of dies down and everybody's kind of forgotten about it? I hope the state, the city, I hope the people of that county or that area, I hope they give her the keys to the city. I hope they have a marching parade for her. I hope they make it so uncomfortable for this store to do anything against that woman that it just about drives them out of business. And to show you how humble she is. You know, people all around her are calling her a hero for her swift action. Harris told reporters she doesn't see it that way at all. She told reporters, I was just in the right place at the right time. I didn't do anything that my fellow man wouldn't have done in the same situation. I'm sorry, Lisa, you are incorrect. We still live, there are a lot of boneheads around us. People are not going to put themselves in harm's way for you or anybody else. And even people who carry guns, you know, not every person who has a gun I won't say a hero, but, you know, is selfless. No, lady, I would consider you, Lisa Harris, I would consider you a hero. You weren't afraid. You took action. You did something to save someone else's life. And it put your life in jeopardy. If he heard you coming up behind him, there's no guarantee he wouldn't have spun around and done something to you. And this was actually printed in the Boston Tribune, you know, one of the most liberal cities in the country. Yes, it's hard for me to spew it out because it is my home little city, my little home city, whatever you want to call it. So we're hearing now. this is always so exciting to hear this stuff. That sex robots are being made. Now, this is the part I thought was interesting. It wasn't just sex robots to have sex robots. No. Sex robots are being made to replace men by 2025. So the study goes on to say that sex with a humanoid robot will become common practice by 2025, even overtaking sex between humans, says futurologist Ian Pearson. Now, what I think is really funny is if you have listened to the show before, we've done stories around the, and it seems to be, it seems to happen more in the Asian world than it does here. And they are, they, you know, they have a big sex doll business in Japan, apparently. I mean big. And you, and to the point where you can hop online and you can order the sex dolls with the, by any color, size, height, color, hair, size of hands, feet, the whole nine yards. You can buy whole wardrobes for them. With real futuristic skin. I remember that story. It was disgusting. The story goes on to say the sex with humanoid robots will become so common practice by 2025. The need for men, or the need to have sex human to human, won't be needed. I mean, think about something. We're gonna technologize ourselves out of extinction, right? Between abortion and non-sex with humans, heck, we're all set. Isn't this anybody else creeped out by this? By 2030, virtual sex will become casual as browsing porn websites, and by 2035, many will have toys that interact with virtual reality, according to the report. In fact, income groups call to begin to use some form of robot sex as early as 2025. Yes, go throw up, then come on back. I got a lot more I want to talk about. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, later on in the show, I'm going to do a piece about our young people. I had somebody question me on my attitude towards millennials. And I said, I don't hate them, or I don't dislike them because they're millennials. I dislike what the majority of what I've heard, what I've seen them do, and how they feel. And not because it bucks my old white man attitude or idea what America should be all about. I don't think it's ever an old white man attitude for wanting somebody to love the country, wanting someone to be patriotic, wanting somebody to really understand what that flag means. I don't think that's old white man idea. And even go one step further, you know, I mean, some of what I was talking to them about, having a family, owning a house, not living with your parents till you're 45. You know, I know it happens from time to time, but it shouldn't be the norm. I mean, these young people have an attitude, a mindset, that living at home is perfectly fine to whenever. There's no real reason to get married till you're sure enough. Now, some of you older guys have heard this. Well, I don't want to get married till I'm financially secure, and I know we're going to make it. But let me tell you what. You never know you're going to make it until you don't. And if you wait to be financially secure, you'll never be financially secure because you'll almost never reach the point where you go, that's enough. I mean, I know some people, they've got a lot of money, and they have enough money where they go, yeah, you know, if I stop working tomorrow, I could be fine until I died. But most people, most guys especially, never have enough. So we'll deal with a little bit of that later on in the show. Now, somebody brought up Snopes earlier. And I've never been an advocate of Snopes. You know, we heard recently, I did a story on the show here, where the person at the top was, hardcore left, well, so leaned so far left that they fell over. That's how far left they were leaning. And you could find holes in all their stories. Remember, they tried to cover for the DNC the night the pictures went viral that there were no American flags. There were Palestinian flags and other flags at the DNC, but there were no American flags there. And Snopes covered for them that night. So here's a story that came from Conservative Tribune, a website that I very much, very, very, very much trust. I know who runs the site. And they say, the UN panel recommends, now, no, pay attention to the words, because that's how Snopes plays the game with words. So the UN panel recommends the America pay reparations to blacks over slavery. I want to make sure I get the words right. So a panel at the UN has recommended Americans pay reparations to blacks over slavery. As if the U.S. needed another reason to really, really, really extricate itself from the United Nations. They don't need to extricate themselves from the United Nations. Just throw them out. The U.N. has no business being here. Just get them out of here. They could care about less about us. It is the same loons that, you know, put the Chinese and the North Korean on the Human Relations Council. Seriously, how do you take those people seriously? That in the Middle East, the only one they come against for women's atrocities, for treating women terribly, is Israel. Now, according to the Washington Post, a worker group of experts, under the guidance of the UN Human Rights Commission, recently recommended that the U.S. be forced to pay some sort of reparations to the descendants of black slaves in America. The recommendations came from the UN Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, which works for the Human Rights Council, and its study concluded that the present injustices faced by the black Americans were directly related to the era of slavery in this country. Now, the beauty behind this is when you go on Facebook or you go to some of your friends' sites, you say, oh, no, that's wrong. Snopes has proved that that was wrong. So when you go to Snopes, here's what it says. The United Nations has not ordered the United States to pay reparations to black citizens for slavery. The article doesn't say anything about the United Nations ordering. The article says that they recommend it. They think it would be the right thing to do. Now, what Snopes says is it's mostly false. In August 2016, a working group of experts on people of African descent submitted a report to the United Nations Council on Human Rights asserting that the United Nations should initiate reparatory justice with respect to the current historical treatment of black Americans. They say what's false is the UN did not demand or order the U.S. to pay reparations. The problem here is, see, now, what have they done there to the average reader? Come on, help me out. Put your hand up. I'll call on you. What they've done there to the average reader is say, oh, look, these idiots put out another false report. See, it says right here in Snopes that the UN didn't demand to order. Well, it doesn't say in the report. The article doesn't say that they demanded it. It says that they merely recommended it. It doesn't even say that they voted on it and approved it. They merely recommended it. And they play these games all the time, and then it always comes up that, oh, look, Snopes proved it to be wrong. Well, Snopes didn't prove anything. Snopes may have covered their butt or tried to cover their butt, but they didn't really prove anything. So some of you guys who post little Snopes things and say, well, Snopes says this is true or false, yeah, check it yourself and check it again. Anyway, so again, proof positive that you can't just simply trust these two outlets not the two outlets. You can't simply trust Snopes to tell you the truth and give you the information you're looking for. Or to back up the information you're looking for, I should say. All right. Where the heck did it go? All right. Racism. We're back to racism. Look, at a night like tonight, I'm just going to start hitting all those stories you guys have sent me. Because it's just easier that way. You know, you get these. Oh, no, I like this one better. I know. That's bad, right? We've already done a couple of racist stories. I don't know if you saw this, but there were college students that were assaulted, not for starting a fight, not for swearing at other students, not for any of that stuff. They were assaulted because they were supporting Trump. Apparently that's now okay on college campuses. Now, you have to admit, this election, in my adult life that I've been paying attention to, in my adult life, I've never seen anything heated like this in these elections. I've never seen anything so nasty and hate-laced in my adult life. People are at each other's throats. They've forgotten that they're Americans first. I'm sorry, I know some of you don't agree with me, but I do. They've forgotten that we're Americans first. Now, on election night, you know, back in the, what is it, the primaries, right, you saw all kinds of nasties going on, didn't you? And the media won't cover that kind of thing. They will not show. Whenever you ever notice that when the Trump supporters are having a tar railed out of them, the media doesn't cover that. They don't care about that. It's only when you have a problem. That was disgusting. Somebody just showed me a picture of a guy's forehead split wide open. Yeah, I know. I did the same thing. No wonder my mind wandered. I'm like, I'm trying to get out of my head now. The article goes on to say that a female college Republican was assaulted at Gustafson Adolphus College in St. Peter, Minnesota. She was wearing a Trump campaign apparel on her way to a gathering. Now, as happens in the typical left, is being aggressive. Now, we talked about this last night, about that group of kids that got together to have a conversation, you know, around these safe spaces. And what happens? They get violent almost immediately. Well, it's the same thing here. If somebody in the Hillary camp had claimed that they were hit by somebody from the Trump camp, it would have been front page news everywhere. It would have been all over the you know, what, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all of them. They would have carried it 115 times over. They would have looped that film, that tape, that whatever, to make it look like that there was more than one attack. You know it's true. They do it all the time. And where's the media outrage? Where's the screaming? Where's the yelling? There isn't any. And look, I know some of you are already saying, we know this. Tell us something new. Well, it's not a matter of just you knowing. Somebody who's tuning in for the first time, somebody who may not be on the same page, somebody who might be. Hey, look at it. I make the mistake. You know, the show plays in different hours all over the place. And I made the mistake answering the phone today. When somebody who was listening to the show at a different time slot, in a different area, called about this kind of thing. I'm up against the clock. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me this thing about, what's his name? Colin Kaepernick. What's his name? Kaepernick. Yeah, there you go. Colin Kaepernick. And apparently they're having a burn fest on his T-shirts, on the shirts that they were selling shirts like crazy, right? And now I guess there's a place that they're going to have a burn fest on his shirts, and I thought that was hilarious. Some people are already burning them, but that's kind of nuts. People, don't do that. Listen, here's the deal: don't buy him to begin with because he gets money from this. Why would you do that? He's sitting there laughing at you because you just spent $25 or $35 or $100, whatever the shirt's worth. $75.
Well, damn.
You think I could sell a Joe shirt for that? No? Okay, not going to happen. How about a used Joe shirt, one that I've already worn? No? So, you're paying him this money. He's getting money off of this. Why would you do that? And once he gets money off it, you know, he doesn't care what you do with the shirt. You could burn it, stain it, do whatever. No skin off of his nose, right? So anyhow, let's see. What other stories do I got for you? Have I been given? Oh, here's a stupid one. Somebody just sent me this. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Obama says he hopes the athletes with the national anthem protests start a conversation. Have you been in a coma? What do you think they've been doing? What do you think people have been doing? They've started a conversation, all right? It's just not the one you want. That was really interesting today when news got to the White House that the Senate had vetoed the president's, they had overridden the president's veto. He was livid. How dare they? I'm ruler and supreme leader. It's the same thing here. Is he, like, brain dead? Yes, there's conversation. There's been conversation before you came along, Mr. Obama. We were actually working through racial issues. Now, you took the tiniest of sparks when it comes to racism, and you've turned it into a bonfire, for God's sakes. I've got black friends of mine who say they've never been so uptight, so worried, so afraid at race relations in this country than under a black president. Let that one sit with you for a while. I mean, it is. It's just nuts. Yeah, that was kind of cool. When that one popped up, I said, you know, they're right. He must be in a coma. That wasn't my words. It was theirs. So the I want to save this other one for later. The Occupy Democrats, I don't know if you've ever been to their website. It's hilarious. Right? And what's funny is they blame this on the Trump people and the Republicans and all of that. And last I checked, they were in charge of the education system. I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. So American University refuses to say how it punished a perpetrator in a racist banana incident. Racist banana. The student paper tells the staff not to share a Facebook solidarity statement. The use of bananas in allegedly racist incidents at American universities not only riling the university community, it's creating divisions within the student newspaper. Several staffers at the Eagle were upset when the newspaper's leadership told them not to share a Facebook solidarity statement. Right? They didn't want them to speak out against racism on campus. Now, that's according to the staffer who left. The staffer told the College Fix that the top-down directive intended to preserve the Eagle's objectivity was unconstitutional because it violated labor regulations. An administration spokesperson declined to tell the Fix how it punished the two alleged perpetrators in the banana incident. I can't even imagine what this is. They're not giving you the details. American University President Neil Kerwin, in his final year in office, wrote a memo to the community to condemn two incidents of unacceptable student behavior against African-American students that left the community shaken, upset, and even feeling unsafe. From what I'm reading here, it almost looks. It says a rotten banana was left outside another black woman's room, and a culprit defaced her whiteboard with a drawing of a penis. So I guess the rotted banana was supposed to symbolize something. And that becomes a racist incident. Boy, we're really stretching here, huh? On this stuff. What's that?
It's all about those things.
It has to be, yeah. So what if it was like, what if it was a white banana, you know, before it rotted? Would that be racist then? I'm just asking because it seems like, you know, they're really stretching to get their point across. You know what? I like the comedian says, don't overthink this stuff. If a stupid teenager does something or a young person does something stupid, they didn't overthink it. Don't read racism into it. Just read it as a rotten banana that they put outside a woman's dorm. You're going nuts with this stuff.
They're nuts.
Yeah, right. You're exactly right. They're nuts with this stuff. It makes no sense. You sent me a lot of good stuff. I love this stuff. The dumbing down of America. Now, there's a Occupy movement. What is it? Occupy Democrats. And they have a specific page up called Dump Trump. Now, what I love about this is they blame the Republicans. It has to be Trump supporters. It has to be, you know, it's just nuts the way they go about this. And I love how they blame, everything on us. Like it's like everything is the fault of the right. Everything is the fault of the conservative. And you couldn't be further from the truth. Now, again, they're saying this is Trump, but they've had control of education. Have they not? I mean, am I wrong here? They have total control of education, the Dems do. Let's see if I can play this. Let's see if I can get this to play.
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Plunk with Polytech. We're here on our home campus at Texas Tech to see just how much our fellow students know about their country. Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
Would it be racist if I said it was a black guy? It would be? No. Okay. I strive not to be racist on the show. You know.
We did? The South?
That's right. The South won. There you go. There's another brain surgeon. Coming out of college soon. Might be working for you. It's what?
Like the one in 1965,
or? Oh, that was good too. Can somebody please send me the link to the Civil War we had in 1955?
What Civil War? Who won it? Who was even in it?
Oh, that was good. Did you hear that? She said, "Who was even in it?" This is the education system. This is the education system, run by the unions, who are controlled by the Democrats. Right? Come on, think about this. Let's just call it what it is.
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Why are you...
Most of these students are black. Most of the students that she's talking to are black.
Why are you making me do this? Who won the Civil War? Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm drawing a blank. I feel those things. I feel like I'm on this.
You're drawing a blank. You feel like... That's Civil War, you moron. It ain't that hard.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm drawing a blank. I feel those things. I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right?
These are black folks who don't even know who won the Civil War, which is why it's so easy to get them to think, to believe, to understand that it's the white folk keeping them, that the whites always had them as slaves. No white person had fought for their freedom. White people are just bad. I mean, if the black community, young black community, doesn't even know about the Civil War, what it was about, and when it was, how in God's creation are they going to realize who actually fought for them? I'm just asking. You know, people, it's kind of like I always say to you, you've got to help the young people out. You've got to speak to the young people, the ones around you, uncles, aunts, cousins, nieces, whatever, whatever, whatever. Because if you don't, you got morons like this running around. Somebody wrote me a note, said that it's so hard not to scream at the TV when the Republican presidential nominees don't defend supply-side economics and tax cuts. The socialist candidates just the note was, you can tell she's a socialist, she's wearing red. Just babbled on about how tax cuts and conservative economic policies caused the 2008 recession, and Donald Trump just let it go. He never responded at all. You know what's really funny about that is what caused the recession were the left. Was the left. Was their policies. Was Barney Frank's bill that he pushed through that would allow anybody to own a house, even if they couldn't afford it. I got to finish both of these stories up in the next hour. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more crazy stuff coming up in the next hour. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN.